Welcome to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast with Rick Fox. We're here to talk about the industry with some of its biggest influencers. From technology, trends, and current events, if it's happening in insurance, you'll hear about it here. Make sure to tune in every week and join in on the conversation with us on social media at Vertafore. And now, here's Rick Fox.
Welcome back to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast. This is Rick Fox. Everybody pay attention real quick. We're changing the format a little bit. You're still going to get the great interviews that we have with some very influential people, very powerful people in the industry. But every other week, you get me. And I'm going to give you what we're calling Rick's Insure Rant. So coincidentally, the first episode of the Insure Rant falls on October 31st. Happy Halloween, everybody. So as we talk about Halloween, I thought, I've got some ideas. I've got some things I want to talk about and some ways to talk about that. One of them is not my costume for this evening. I went back and forth between being a French maid or being one of the Teletubbies, and I haven't decided yet. So check back with me later on that. But what it did do when I started thinking about it, and what was more important about the name of the day, Halloween, was the date, which is October 31st. You have 2 months left until the end of the year. So all my insurance folk, listen up. It's time to get ready for 2020. So this will be a very high level thought process of what you should be thinking about for your agency, for your business, for your world, I guess. But it comes with 2020 planning. So everybody right now should be well into their planning process. If you're not, it's okay. You're sitting in your car by yourself listening to this, or you're in your office. No one knows. Start today. Start getting ready for 2020. Here's what I don't want you to do. Make yourself a promise and this point forward for the rest of the year. Again, October 31st, you got 60 days. No one say out loud or to themselves, I'll take care of that next year. No. We are going to take care of it now so that we hit the ground running on January 1st. So what does that look like? Here's the things I would say are most important to most of you out there. It starts with what we've talked about on some of the episodes, which is business acumen. Again, let me take a quick break. Dylan, are you there? My producer's on. He is adamant that I make sure that all of you are out there doing what, Dylan?
Subscribing, liking, and commenting and reviewing the podcast.
Okay, so because Dylan makes his money on how many of you actually keep coming back. That's not true, but let's just pretend like it is. So here's what we need. So if you follow me on LinkedIn, if you don't, shame on you. Go find me on LinkedIn. And every week I'll post something about this podcast. If you like an episode, find that LinkedIn post and share it with your network. That we just want to spread the word. We just want to get it out there. There's, again, you know, those of you that have listened before, there's great guests, great content, incredible information for you to take back to your world, to your day, and make changes, be more successful, just new ideas. All right, so here's where we're at. I know this is the busy season, and I say that in different ways. Number one, it's busy season for anybody who's involved in benefits. Number two, it's a busy season as we try to hit all of our numbers and make it through the end of the year and crush Q4. But it's also the busy season in our real lives. Halloween tonight. And then we've got a week coming up where Thanksgiving is on a Thursday. So that week's almost shot, especially because other people, that your customers, your prospects are traveling probably. You might be traveling. And then all of a sudden you get through Thanksgiving and it's already December. And then it's Christmas, and you're getting ready for Christmas, and there's Christmas parties and your office party and all of the things that are going on. And I'm not just saying Christmas. It could be Hanukkah. It's holiday season for everyone. But here's the deal. This is the time of year where you've, like I said, you got 60 days. It's time to set yourself up for success in 2020. You got November, December, and that's it. Here's what I want you to make yourself a promise. I do this every year about this time, is I tell myself this, and this is what I want you to tell yourself. I will not say I'll get to that after New Year. I will not say I will get to that next year. Get to it now. So what does that look like? What does that look like from my perspective? Having all of these great conversations that I get to have. I'm so blessed to have this job and get to not only work with great people, but have all the great guests that we have on that I can talk insurance with, as I hope everyone is feeling by now. I love this industry and I love to help people get better in this industry. But I'm out at shows, I'm out meeting with clients, and I get such great perspective. But here's what I think. From all of those conversations, if I boil it down to nothing more than a few topics, let's go with that. So the number one thing is planning. More than anything else right now, if you're not already knee deep in your planning cycle for 2020, you've got to get that going. It is beyond time to be there. So that means taking time every day with your people, with yourself, whoever needs to be involved, and getting yourself teed up and ready to hit the ground running in January. Get back from the holidays and don't start planning in January. Start planning now. So when we hit that, we're good to go. It's on. We're already running instead of, you know, crawling, walking, and then running. So start planning. And what does that look like in my eyes? So here, let me just give you a couple of bullet points. Number one, I think that everyone that's in this agency can be better, should be better, and I'm hoping we'll start planning to be better at operational efficiency. It's kind of one of those buzz phrases right now that people are saying, operational efficiency, blah, blah, blah. But let's dissect what it means and how you can use it to make your agency better. Okay, so operational efficiency in its nature means we do things better in the way we run our business. Okay, so how do we do that? Well, let's look at what's important to every agency. Let's just start with agency. This could be related to any business, carrier level. If you're a vendor listening in, operational efficiency is still important at every level. But at the agency level, here's what owners, I believe, and what I've been told over and over and over again, what they lose sleep over. Number one, how do I get new customers? Number two, how do I keep the customers I already have? And thirdly, how do I keep my staff from killing me, basically? So operational efficiency talks to all of those things. And it's different at every agency. But if I'm, let's use one example. If I'm leveraging technology to make my agency run smoother and give my insurance people more time in their day to do insurance things, does that help them generate new leads? Does that help them quote faster? Does that help them have more conversations with our existing client base to keep them happy, to build deeper relationships? And finally, are they happier because they feel like they're getting more done? Yes, I just checked all three of those boxes. So leveraging technology for me, obviously, I work at a technology provider and our solutions are, in my eyes, solutions to some of these problems. That doesn't mean it couldn't be anyone else out there. But if you aren't in a place right now, again, October 31st, 2019, where you're planning and really getting ready to use technology and leverage it in a way that makes your office smoother, slicker, and just easier, again, for your employees, then you're doing a disservice. And I think you owe that to yourself. As if you're an owner, if you're a manager, you owe it to yourself. If you're a CSR and you feel like you come in the morning, you have 97 tasks, you leave and you have 98. Can you figure out ways in your day to be more efficient? Yes, start planning for it now. Start trying a few little things, but have a plan in place as we go into this holiday season. All right, so we talked about leveraging technology for business, for new business, for retention, for your staff. Business acumen at the agency principal and management level is extremely important. That one of the biggest pieces of business acumen is planning, making a plan, budgeting, getting all of that ready. So it is beyond the time when everyone out there should be working on these things. You should be using this time to make 2020 the most successful year in the history of you, in the history of your agency, in the history of your employees, or your whoever works for you at the management level. It is the time. Happy Halloween. Now get to work. That's basically my statement on that. We will talk more in future rants, in Sure Rants, about planning and other ways to do that and what the rest of the year should look like as we build to 2020. But let's have a little fun. Let's talk a little bit about Halloween and kind of the goofy stuff that happens around here. All right. So for the sake of the holiday and for the sake of all things Halloween, I thought it would be fun to come up with a few kind of interesting insurance goodies. Again, Halloween goodies for what is out there. So I just started Google searching stuff and before this episode, and I started looking at all the crazy stuff that's out there. And you'll be happy to know that if it's important to you, it is possible for you to buy paranormal insurance. Lloyd's of London has covered the Royal Falcon Hotel in England for paranormal activity. I don't know what a claim on that looks like, but I found that to be super interesting. Another interesting point on this was that there is alien insurance. This one to me is the one where, like, unless you truly, and I send me a note on the side, comment on this, if you think there's aliens out there, but currently I am not at a place where I'm ready to spend money on the fact that I might be abducted. So here's what's going on out there. Lloyd's of London has sold over 40,000 policies to individuals who claim they have been abducted or are afraid they will be. So the first thing I think of, and I'm wondering how many of you out there are thinking, okay, loss ratio, 0%. That's awesome. Well, that's my new niche. That's the one I need to go out and find. That is, to me, a great way to plan for 2020. Find a new niche you want to use. Use that. So there's another one. Here's another one. Vampire and werewolf insurance. This one is alleged. Or alleged, depending on how you say it. But I do not know if it's true, but I did read it on the line. Not online, but on the line. Lloyd's has also covered, allegedly, 60,000 people that were worried that they would be turned into vampires or werewolves. Okay, again, niche marketing, just the lights click on. I'm thinking, if I could sell 60,000 werewolf policies or vampire policies, keep my loss ratio at zero, that's a very that's profitable for my agency, profitable for Lloyd's, I'm guessing. What's interesting when I read it, though, is I thought, because I live in a house full of women, I've got my wife, I've got two daughters, I also have a son, but he thankfully rolls his eyes like I do at the vampire world that has overtaken us in the last 10 years, from Twilight to the Vampire Diaries and on and on. Sookie Stackhouse, I can't remember Dylan, what show, do you remember what show that was on, like HBO, where Sookie Stackhouse was with the vampires?
It's actually True Blood.
True Blood. There it is. Thank you, Ellen. By the way, that everybody, that's Ellen, one of our new producers on the show, and content wizard. So we're really happy to have her. But here's my point on vampire insurance. If I'm not mistaken, and I've been sucked into watching a few of those, vampires live forever. So if my job at my agency or in my world is to write life insurance, don't write vampires. Or if you're a vampire, actually do write vampires. But if you are a vampire, don't buy the insurance. Silly side note, it's a silly holiday. Frankly, over the years, it's been one of my least favorite holidays for one simple reason. I don't like dressing up usually. And I don't really love candy. It's not really my thing. But I'm a dad. I've been down the road of all of the trick-or-treats and the fun and getting the candy bags at the end and laying them all out and seeing what you got and, you know, bundling up when it was cold and doing all the things. And the kids love it. The kids absolutely love it. So I love it for that reason. Personally, as a kid, I remember being, you know, in the 10 to 15 range and just not wanting to get dressed up. So putting on my basketball jersey or my football uniform and just going as that for Halloween. But it's also a time when you're out with the kids, there's knuckleheads out there that are vandalizing cars and throwing eggs and TPing houses. And we as an insurance industry are protecting our insureds from all of that kind of stuff, which is super cool. So awesome time. We're kicking off this part of the year. One more story to tell. Side note on the, we went from vampire insurance to Loch Ness Monster Insurance. I'm not joking. A guy in the 70s put out a bounty for £1 million because it's in England, so it's not dollars. £1 million and said, anybody who catches Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster, I'll give you £1 million. He got cold feet, went to Lloyd's and had them underwrite it. No one ever paid out. No one ever caught Loch Ness Monster. Another great Halloween story. But as you're out there and you know, going to parties, taking your kids trick-or-treating, whatever you're doing, jack-o'-lanterns are a major cause for house fires. So everybody take one extra minute and make sure that none of the hollowed out pumpkins are still lit with a candle and many other things out there. Here's my favorite Halloween story. And I am probably scarred from this. And that is why maybe Halloween is not my favorite holiday. So I've got three kids. Youngest daughter is somewhere probably around three. She's got her friend over. They're getting ready to go trick-or-treating, dressed up as princesses and the whole thing. And they're in my basement playing in the playroom. And they decide that this is the time and the perfect opportunity for some reason, as three-year-olds and three-year-old minds, to unroll the entire roll of toilet paper in the bathroom. So they unroll the whole thing. And then they take turns wadding up pieces of it and putting it in the toilet and keep putting it in the toilet until the toilet is completely full. Now, I mentioned this was in my basement. We didn't spend much time down there. We hollered down, girls, it's time to go. We're going trick-or-treating. And no one knew anything. In the basement is where all of my, at that house, where all of my pipes ran, and we had a shower down there. They plugged up the entire system for the whole house, and everything flooded for the next 4 days out of that shower, which was one of those walk-in showers, not a tub. So it took, you know, 2 or 3 inches to start flowing into the bathroom, which then flowed into the bedroom, flowed into the playroom, flowed into the walls. And 3-4 days later, I was like, what is that smell? Went downstairs, took a step at the bottom of the stairs into the carpet, squish, squish, entire floor was ruined, up into the drywall, furniture, the plumb. I mean, it was an absolute disaster. So if that is another reason that maybe Halloween isn't the fondest of memories for me, you might understand that. But it is a good time of year. Like I said before, when we talked earlier, it's October 31st. It is time for you to get planning. If you're not doing it, get after it. Start planning. Start getting yourself set up for the most successful 2020. Make 2020 the best year you've ever had. You can, like I said, use operational efficiency. Use business acumen. Use the things that you have in your tool belt to start getting ready for the year. Do not ask yourself, or do not say the statement, I'll get to it next year. I'll get to that later. I'll get to it after Christmas. That's not going to work. It's the happy season. Everybody's busy. We know that. Again, Halloween followed by Thanksgiving, and then all of the holidays, Hanukkah and Christmas and everything else. It's time to get going with that. So I leave you with this. We will continue to do these episodes. We will continue to add insure rants on. My rant today was about planning in the future. I would love to get your topics. What do you want to hear about? I'm leveraging some of the things that we learned from our guests and the meetings that I have all over the country and the shows that I go to and the presentations that I see. But I will come on every couple of weeks, and I guarantee you we'll have something on here that you can take back to your day and make extremely useful. And this week, planning is the thing. Here's what I need. Go follow me on LinkedIn. If you haven't already, shame on you. But follow me on LinkedIn. And here's what I want you to do. Once you follow me on LinkedIn or connect with me on LinkedIn, every week I post when we're going to post our podcast, and I'll put a post up. What I want you to do, if there's an episode you love, and there might be some in the past that are on there still, share it with your network. We want this to get out to the masses. We've got such an incredible following already. We've got a bunch of people that are sharing guests. They're sharing comments. They're reviewing us online, which we need. They're liking it. They're commenting. It's all positive, but we want one more step here. LinkedIn, Rick Fox, connect with me there. Any questions you have, obviously ask me, but every Thursday you'll see a post from me about that week's podcast. I want you to like it. I want you to share it. We want everyone in the world to get this great information. Thanks for everybody that's been listening in. We are so happy and humbled to be doing this. We appreciate you, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast, and tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. You can find more episodes at vertafore.com under the Resources tab or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe, and if you enjoyed this episode, share it on social and spread the word. Don't forget to join in on the conversation and recommend future guests by messaging us at Vertafore.